Okay, boys, now tonight, Mr. Woodchuck's going to help me tell you a story.
Is it about wood?
No, it's called The Three Billy Goats Gruff.
That's our favorite story.
Now, once upon a time, there were three
woodchucks.
No, Billy Goats.
That's right, the three Billy Goats. Now, Mr. Woodchuck, I know you love anything with wood in it, but please, let's just stick to the story.
That's fine with me.
Now, the three Billy Goats lived in a
lumber yard.
No, a valley. Don't you know this story?
No. Would you tell it to me?
Oh, you would. Well, you would stop talking.
Hey, now you boys are starting to speak my language.
Complicated game. Takes timing, skill, and plenty of brain power.
You have failed.
I have failed.
At least I could tie my own shoe. So what?
We have Velcro.
Hey, Shortcake.
Uncle Jesse, can you help me with this video game?
Oh, Michelle, I'm sorry. Video games never really been my thing. Now, pinball, there's a game.
What's pinball?
What's pinball? You don't know what pinball is? Haven't you ever heard of Tommy?
Who?
Right.
Who's right?
No, who's on first?
Let me guess. Tommy?
No, I'm just kidding. It's an old Abbott Costello routine.
Who?
Don't start with me with who again. Just show me the game.
Okay. The object of the game is you have to find the three magic keys.
Three magical keys. Oh, that doesn't seem so hard.
Right. But so far, I haven't found anything. Heck, I can't even open the door to the magic universe. I knocked. I ring the bell.
Well, you're too polite. You gotta ram the sucker.
Ow.
Uncle Jesse, you dented his head.
Yeah, well, look at this. Have you checked under the welcome mat there? That's usually where they hide keys. Let's try that.
We found the first key.
Okay, Uncle Jesse, I can take it.
Well, let me just open the door. Let me just try that. Frightening music. Should we take the stairs or the hall?
Beware the hall.
We'll take the stairs.
Check out those guys.
Those guys? They're in high school. They never look at us.
Steph, they're men. We're women. Let's just turn on the charm. Gentlemen.
Do we know you? Oh, weren't you the girls who jumped on stage at that Nine Inch Nails concert?
No, but
We just got kicked out of the piano and organ store.
Cool.
This is Steph, and I'm Gia. You guys got names?
I'm Jason. He's Barry. We've never seen you at Bayview.
Oh, that's because we're not in high school.
She means we're not in that high school. We go to a private school.
Oh, which one?
Can't tell you. It's private.
So what grade are you in?
What grade are you?
We're sophomores.
What a small world. So are we.
Really? You don't look 16.
That's because I take care of myself.
Hey, sis. Hey, Deej.
That's your sister? You're a senior at Bayview, aren't you?
Hey, you're the losers who drilled a peephole in the girls' locker room.
You're the reason we plugged it up.
Hey, that hole works both ways, zit butt.
So, Steph, if DJ goes to Bayview, how come you go to that private high school?
Yes, Steph, how come?
Deej, don't you remember? Dad, had a coupon.
Well, it's finally happened. Blondie's lost it. Security!
Kimmy, Deej, come here. We told these guys that we're 16, and they believed us. Don't blow it, please.
Hey, go ahead, have fun. Well, wait a minute. Why should we help you lie? Okay. I promise, no cracks about you for a week. Deal. Deal. And, by the way, Big Bird called. He wants his legs back.
Hey! Sorry, just getting one last one out of my system.
See you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, where'd Jason and Barry go?
They went to get their car.
They have a car?
Yeah, isn't it cool?
They're giving us a lift home.
Gia, I don't think I'm supposed to get in a car with people I don't know.
Steph, we know their names, their school. We've been talking to them for at least 3 minutes. What more do you need to know?
Two doors or four?
What kind of uncle would I be if I left in a cave full of intergalactic wombats? Sit.
Zomped a wombat, Daddy.
All right, son. One zomped wombat coming up.
Bye-bye, wombat.
I hate that.
I knew I heard a dying wombat in here.
Well, Jess, don't go that way. They're going to get you. Jess, floor it.
Hey, when I want your advice, I'll beat it out of you.
Danger, danger.
Advice, advice.
Eat the power biscuit.
All right.
That was tasty.
Okay, boys, time to wash your little hands for dinner.
Oh, we're still playing.
Yeah, 5 minutes, please.
Not you, Nikki and Alex. Come on, guys, let's go. Hurry up.
Boys, 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 boys.
Michelle, you've been playing this game for hours, honey.
I'm not exactly doing much playing.
What's that? What is that?
Make it! Losing power!
Losing power? Joey, give me power! I need power! Give me power!
All right, Captain, I'm giving her all I got! She can't take much more! I've got to find that second key!
Why don't you empty that nuclear waste can? It's starting to bubble.
Wow, Danny, that's it. We got the second key.
Key two.
Yes.
Shows you what a little cosmic cleaning can do. You know what? Let me try.
No. No.
Where are we now?
No.
Oh, no. The pasture of lost hope.
Yeah. Quick, eat that power biscuit right behind the cosmic cow.
Yeah.
Wait! Don't eat it. Don't step in it. It's not a power biscuit. Oh, you city boys don't know much about cows.
So cool. Yeah, it's great, but you don't have to go through the park to get to my house.
Oh, don't worry. It's a shortcut.
Hey, you know what make it even shorter?
If we went faster.
Faster?
Yes!
Woo!
Jason, slow down!
Come, everybody always drives on the right side of the road.
Yeah!
Let's give the left a shot.
Yeah!
No problem. Oh my God, the wheel's off! Yes, awesome!
This is crazy! Come on, Steph. When's the last time you did anything this cool? Never! Woohoo! Tunnel! Woohoo!
You kids grow up so fast.
For your information, those guys gave us a ride home in the coolest car. You got in a car with Beavis and Butthead? They happen to be great guys. And they are so funny. First, Jason drove on the wrong side of the road. And then he pretended like the steering wheel was locked. We came this close to a truck.
Wow. Does he have an older brother? Maybe we could all double date and drive off a cliff together.
Jason's a very good driver. He's had his license for almost 3 months.
And it never dawned on you that you could get hurt.
What's with you? Haven't you ever been 16?
I have. You haven't, remember?
It's no big deal. I went out and had some fun.
Fine, you're home. Let's just drop it.
Fine. Did anyone notice I'm late?
See for yourself.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Guess not.
Good.
Is it my turn yet?
You're next, sweetheart. Just as soon as we get the enchanted kayak through the rapids.
Watch out for those rocks.
Go right. Go right.
Right, right.
Whoa. Now go left. Go left. Waterfall. Go up. Go up.
It's a kayak. It doesn't go up.
It's enchanted, for crying out loud.
Oh. We're okay.
We landed on the Pond of Peace.
I hate to interrupt this moment of tranquility, but I really don't feel like eating alone at a table set for nine.
Yeah, DJ's right. Might be a good time to take a break from our little quest, noble as it is.
Yeah, let's just put the game on pause. And like, honey, let's put the game on pause. Come back after we have a nice leisurely dinner.
Done?
Game time.
Thank you. I'll do the dishes. Don't worry about me.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now.
Steph, get your coat. Jason's outside with his car. Cool. I got a need for speed. Just let me tell my dad I'm going out. Hey, Dad, can I go out with Gia?
Did you do your homework?
It's Saturday.
Oh, good. Just be home by... Trolls at 12 o'clock!
Cool. Curfew's at 12?
No. Trolls at 12. You'll be home by 9.
Okay. See you, Dad.
Bye.
Come on.
That was almost too easy. Steph, are you sure you want to do this? Let me think about it. Thinking. I'm out of here. Steph, you're not going. What are you talking about? I'm sorry, I can't let you go. Gia, tell the guys to hang. I'll be right out.
I thought you said your sister was cool.
She used to be. Deej, forget it. There's no way you can make me stay. I'll tell Dad. Okay, there's one way. I can't believe you'd squeal on me. I can't believe you'd put me in this position.
What about all those times that you snuck in after curfew and I never said a word?
That's different. This is dangerous.
Steph, are you coming or what?
Yeah, I'm coming. No, you're not.
You're bluffing.
I'm telling.
I'm going.
Steph, I'm serious.
Dad?
Yeah, dude?
Ju, better go without me.
Never mind.
Sorry, Steph.
I hope you're happy. From now on, just stay out of my life.
Come on, Joey.
There's the castle.
Well, we just got to get over that little bridge.
It guarded by the giant troll there.
Where is he?
In the troll booth.
Okay, all right. He's coming right at us.
Hurry, hurry.
Hit hyper punch.
Stick jab, stick jab, stick jab.
He's down.
Yeah. 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 You know what? This is fun. How often do you get to spend a pleasant evening just surrounded by the people that you love? You idiot! He's not dead! He's only stunned! Give me the thing! You don't know what you're doing!
I don't know what you're doing!
Yes, I do!
You both don't know what you're doing! It's time for someone else to do the controls. Me.
Oh, you.
Guys, guys, guys! This is no way for grown men to behave! It's a good thing I'm a grown woman. Now give me.
No, no, come on. I know what to do!
He's hurting my arm!
No, yes,
you're hurting my arm!
Hey!
Game over.
Michelle, why did you do that?
I had to stop the madness. Look at you! You're fighting over a silly game. You ought to be ashamed.
Shame on you. Double shame.
The boys are right. I mean, we were completely obsessed over this thing. Yeah, Michelle, thank you for snapping us out of it. I don't know, I just kind of got in and I zoned out and I didn't know what was happening. It's like when I empty Joey's hamper.
You know what? I think we just need to get back to our normal lives around here. I'm going to go play with Mr. Woodchuck.
Tell him I said hi.
Okay, fine. Thanks, Michelle.
Thanks, Michelle.
Yeah, thanks, sweetie.
Come on, guys. You bring your book?
It's about time. Okay, you wombats. It's gonna be a long night. Don't even think about it.
Steph, we need to talk about this. There's nothing to talk about. You just hate to see me have fun. Oh, yeah, Steph, that's real bright. Yeah, the first thing on my mind when I wake up is, how can I make Steph miserable today? So you admit it. Oh, you're losing it.
No, did you just show
me that
I would have had
some fun? You can't
just get it. I was with somebody.
Guys, take it easy. Whatever this is about, it can wait, okay? Steph, I just got off the phone with Gia's mom. Gia was in a car accident tonight.
No.
Yeah.
Is she okay?
Well, she got some bumps and some bruises, and she's going to be in the hospital overnight.
Oh, my God.
She was with two other guys, and one of them broke his leg and got cut up pretty badly. They were really lucky they were wearing their seatbelts. The car was totaled.
I can't believe it.
Didn't you say something about going out with Gia tonight?
Well, yeah. But when Gia showed up with those guys, Steph decided not to go.
Really? Steph, that showed incredibly good judgment. You have any idea how proud of you I am right now, honey?
Probably too proud.
Oh, never. Yeah, Gia's mom said she wanted her to take it easy. You can call her tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Good night, sweetheart.
Good night,
Daddy. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
I could have been in that car.
Yeah, but you weren't. Because of you.
I mean, I knew it was dangerous, but I wanted to go anyway.
I'm so stupid.
No, you just think that nothing bad could ever happen to you.
Did you ever think like that? Nobody knows this, but one Halloween when I was 13, I told Dad I was sleeping at Kimmy's, and she told her mom that she was sleeping here. We thought it'd be great to stay out all night.
Was it?
Well, I thought so at the time. I mean, we were all over the city. We even hitchhiked up to Berkeley.
You hitchhiked? What are you, nuts? That's so dangerous.
Well, I know that now, but back then I was young and stupid like you.
So how do you get to be old and smart?
Well, after a while you just get this little voice inside that tells you when something's dangerous. And if you're lucky, you learn to listen to it.
I think I heard that voice before I got in the car with those guys. It sounded a lot like Dad.
Yeah, well, as you get older, it starts to sound a lot more like you.
Glad you were there for me tonight, Deej. And listen, I'm sorry about what I said.
You're still pretty cool.
I felt so bad when Dad said he was proud of me. I mean, maybe I should just tell him.
He's gonna be pretty mad.
I know. That's why I think I'll soften him up with your hitchhiking story first.
No, Steph.
Stephanie, I don't think so. Hey!